Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, you know how the show was because it was about a guy who had made a board game.
Right, but he didn't.
But he didn't. He wrote, essentially, he wrote
a novel.
He wrote a novel.
Other people made a board game out of.
Right. And so he's that guy.
He's
Courtney Joyner.
In some ways, even cooler.
Right, because it's kind of cooler because it was many things. It was almost a TV show with Downton Abbey people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Nemo Rising is the name of the board game.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, and it was...
What was the name of the book? Do you remember?
I don't. He never told me.
Oh, good Lord.
How weird is that? That was a fail.
Right. We'll look it up.
We could look it up.
We'll look it up and put it in the notes.
It was a Jules Verne. He said that it was sort of... It wasn't... The Nemo Rising wasn't set so much as the Jules Verne version.
Mm-hmm.
But it was set on the Disney version. But he loved the Penny Dreadful show from HBO.
Oh, yeah, yeah, which was great.
Did you see it?
I did. I watched the first season and a half of it. I liked it.
Oh, I thought that might have been the one that you were watching, but I couldn't tell.
It was basically the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen,
right,
with a different set of extraordinary gentlemen.
That's what... I wish I would have had that. I wish I could have told him that because he would have laughed. He was fascinating. He had that encyclopedic knowledge. If Rangers, if you'd like this show, you should be listening to Monster Party. With Matt Weinhold is entirely this episode, but about a different monster all the time. And it was just, and he was telling me that Gamera,
mm-hmm,
the turtle,
mm-hmm,
is always the good guy.
Yes.
As opposed to Godzilla, from my joke, who, mm-hmm, has only been made the good guy when it, from the movie going forward, where Godzilla had a son. And though he does protect Godzilla from King Kong that one time because it was... That's his toy to break. But when Godzilla had a son, going forward from there, Godzilla is often the good guy.
Often the good guy.
Right, but Gamora,
mm-hmm,
not Gamora. Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy.
And it's E. Gamora.
Gamora. Maybe that'll help.
Mm-hmm, that'll help.
That will help. I kept losing words during this episode.
Oh, no.
I
hate that.
I don't like it, and he was so full of information,
mm-hmm,
on things that I've seen a little bit of.
Oh, yes.
Not enough to really take part in a conversation about it, but I learned a bunch.
Oh, good.
So that was kind of cool. Hopefully I'll keep it in my brain box. And then he had some great stories about, like, Elmore and Leonard,
mm-hmm,
and writing and all these different things. And he made an amazing suggestion or an amazing revelation about those first years of film before television,
mm-hmm,
that they never expected them ever to be seen again. There'd be a 3-week run. There was no television. They might be re-released, but it was rare.
Oh, right.
So essentially they'd work for 2 years on something that was finite, but was on film.
Yeah.
But was finite. They were like, sort of like theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah. I don't know whether that expectation... Like, because people were painting, and those were expected to be seen again and again.
For centuries.
Yeah.
So maybe they thought that, like, photographs,
yeah,
they would come back.
They would. People would have them, and they could show them whenever they wanted.
Right, as opposed to a theater experience.
Right, right. They were short experiences.
And it was transitional, though, because,
yeah,
once television, and then, of course, the re-recording of...
Right, but you never know what's going to be transitional and what's not going to be transitional, right?
Because you're living in it.
Yeah.
We're dipped in it right now.
Right. We're transitioning right now. We don't even know. We don't even know.
That was last episode with Rebecca. This was a great episode, though, too. And everyone, I'm sure, fully enjoyed it.